And needless to say, everybody I ran into had their own special opinion. These are these lovely old people that I met who said, you know what, you're barking off the wrong tree even talking about diet. It's our laid-back lifestyle, this idea of siga siga, which means slow, slow, and that we just move slowly. And, you know, as a matter of fact, as this woman was telling me this, she was standing in the middle of the road, and this car came barreling along, and she kind of looked at the car and then sauntered over to the side, you know. So they really just all, that very much had, you know, very physical, did a lot of labor, but also very much had this philosophy of taking it easy. And then I met Nektarios, who ran a taverna in Crete, and he was a big believer in fasting. And they fast for a huge number of days within the Greek Orthodox religion. Anybody here familiar with the fasting schedule there? In 40 days stints, is that correct? And when I say fasting, it's not like you're not eating anything. What you're doing is giving up all the decadent stuff, the same way as some people do for Lent here in this country. So you give up the red meat, you give up the sweets, you give up the white flour, and so on. And what they have found when they've gone and studied the blood cholesterol levels of these folks is that their cholesterol is better not just when they're fasting, but throughout the whole 365 days of the year.